Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight for a new edition of Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is not just another music program, but it's a program that is designed for the traditional African-American gospel music. Our point is to preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music. It is our contention that the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in African-American gospel. When our first ancestors came to these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It is rhythm that drives the music in our nation. One of the most unique combinations of rhythm and religion. And when they brought rhythm and religion into religion here in America, it changed the course of the history of this country. Never before had such great musical writings been done since the slavery time, and because of the adversities that our people went through. We expressed that in our music, we expressed that in our songs, we expressed that in our books and our poetry, and all that we do is expressed through the African-American experience. And we know that the African-American traditional gospel experience cannot be told in a short story or even a one-hour program, but each week we come to bring forth those things of the history so that people will hear and introduce and reintroduce those to traditional African-American gospel music. That's what we're about, preserving the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that work songs and feel hollows, all of these are the basic elements of the spirituals, and by that, gospel, the blues, jazz, rock and roll, rap, all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Never has ever been a time that gospel music did not play a big part in the lives of the people of our country, of our nation. Gospel music has been there to be a guiding light, to show us the way, to reach deep down into the heart of God's chosen people, to give them hope, to give them a sense of mastery, a sense of understanding. And so we come each week to bring forth and preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. We're simply here to listen and to talk about the root of African-American music, all genres, which came from traditional African-American gospel music. If you are someone who enjoys gospel music, we invite you to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there, hit the like button. Don't forget to share so that others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. It's the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find the link for the program each week. All of the programs are archived. You can go at any time and find the event on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Click on that event. It will take you through the program for that design. But if you go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play there. You'll also find some interesting articles about the history of gospel music and some of the gospel music artists. And you also find at times when we were able to come together, we would also put personal appearances and programs on the website, but we're not doing that now because of the pandemic. We're in the month of November, and we're still in a pandemic. I hope that all of you are doing what you're supposed to do to stay safe during this very difficult time in our nation. As I said, this is the month of November. This is the 16th of November. We are live. This is a new edition of Gospel Gold. If you would like to speak to us in the studio tonight, you can do so. Our number, call-in number, is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to me directly in the studio tonight if you would like to speak on the program tonight. Before we start our program, I always start out in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight or something be played tonight will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Gospel Gold is sponsored and by Faith That Lives Ministry, and you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. That Cash App is Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. It's one word. Of course, with the Cash App, you have to put the dollar sign. So it's the dollar sign, Gospel Gold, one word. The two G's are capital. you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. If you would like to reach us by email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear some of your suggestions for the program. Perhaps you may have a request, or you may have some information that we can use on an upcoming episode of Gospel Go. So we're going to get into our program tonight. Before we do that, here is the BSL Singers, Romans 8 and 18.
Suffering of the present time.
was the BSL Singers, Romans 8 and 18, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold. Throughout the season, we have featured various female gospel artists. There are so many. I think this is the fifth of the series. There are many that you can go back into the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and you can find some of the others that we did. We have done programs on so many of the great women of gospel. And tonight is the fifth and last one for this season. We wanted to come again and bring forth some of these great women of gospel who have surpassed the music genre. Many of them are still singing. But we thank God for the great African-American women who have supported and kept the gospel, especially the gospel recording industry, alive. And that has been a major factor in the gospel music recording industry. So today I want to bring to you at least two groups of ladies who have done a marvelous job. The first is the Lumsey Sisters. Many of you may have already heard of the Lumsey Sisters, L-U-M-Z-Y, the Lumsey Sisters. The Lumsey Sisters grew up in a five-room home in Columbia, Mississippi. Inspired by the hit-making factory of Motown Records, the girl's father, Robert Lumsey, thought his singing daughters were good enough to make a go at it at rock and roll and change the family's financial structure. Strapping on his guitar, he rehearsed them in the rudiments of singing, harmonizing, and performing. He was ignoring the pleas of his wife, Emma, who believed that their daughters should only sing for the Lord. Robert pressed on toward his plan. A series of family tragedies culminating with the sudden death of an infant daughter turned Robert's heart. Believing the tragedies to be a response to his disobedience to the Lord, he ended his dreams of rock and roll stardom for his daughters and accepted a call to the ministry. As he began to preach around the area, Emma took over the girls' musical rehearsals. But under her leadership, the focus would be on gospel music and only gospel music. The Lumsey Sisters, Brenda, Jaquita, Doris, and Dolores, brought their talents to any area church that invited them to minister. When Reverend Lumsey was called to pastor a New Jersey church, the family left Mississippi and they settled in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Brenda also accepted a call to the ministry and became Reverend Brenda Lumsey Hicks. She served as her father's assistant pastor. The Lumsey Sisters have recorded on several record labels, Richburg Records, Maryland label, AIRA gospel label, and for eight consecutive years, they won the prestigious award of being the number one female gospel quartet of the year at the American Gospel Quartet Convention. The Lumsey Sisters appeared on the 1987 Tommy Ellis and Singing Stars album from Maryland Records. They sang with Albertina Walker and with Atlanta International Records. They released three albums, one in 1982 called Sisters, followed by another called Precious in 1993 and Memories in 1995. Continuing their releases of various albums, they did this up until 2002. They appeared on the gospel TV program Bobby Jones Gospel and a program called Singathon, demonstrating their fashion of gospel quartet harmony with the effectiveness of their harmony. And they represented groups throughout the area. One of the sisters passed away October 2009 at the age of 50, and Doris followed her in eternity 5 years later. The sisters decided to call it quits on a professional singing level. Nevertheless, they reunited in February 2018, adding to their ranks Annie Hicks Johnson, Reverend Brenda Hicks's daughter, and some of the other women of the family and daughters of the original singers. They had a reunion concert at New Zion Baptist Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And they have since appeared on various gospel programs around New Jersey area. Again, many of you have heard of the Lumsey Sisters. If you have not, you have missed a treat. We're going to play a few of their songs tonight. The Lumsey Sisters, 1981. I'm Grateful, Satan Can't Win, Roll Your Burdens Away. And we'll come back with another later on. But this is the Lumsey Sisters. I'm Grateful, 1981.
Because I have hands, I'm grateful. Because I'm saved tonight, and I'm grateful. One day died.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. The next group was brought to my attention by a Gospel Go listener and one of the Facebook friends of Gospel Go, the Bell Singers. The Bell Singers of Memphis, Tennessee, were formed 45 years ago by the late Mrs. Dora Bell, who wanted to do something to keep her children out of the streets, so she kept them in church and thus formed the Bell Singers. They are a group of dedicated Christian people striving hard to promote gospel throughout the nation. They have been in existence since 1973. There are 8 members within the group: Patricia Bell Otterson, Willie Otterson, Linda Bell Ellis, Stella Bell Alexander, Beverly Bell Lavette Coleman, Thomas Watkins. They enjoy singing for the Lord and don't mind letting the world know whose side they're on. Over the years, the Lord has blessed them to release 6 recordings, a live video recording that was released in January 2011, a CD entitled God is Wonderful, was released in May 2005. They have performed on stages with other national artists such as Lee Williams and the QCs, the Williams Brothers, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Doc McKenzie, Canton Spirituals, just to name a few. They have appeared on the Bobby Jones Gospel Explosion, the American Gospel Quartet Convention in Birmingham, Alabama, the Bobby Heard Workshop in Decatur, Georgia, and many other gospel festivals. They have had the pleasure of performing in many various cities and states and have received numerous awards, certificates, and trophies. Throughout their 40 years of singing God's praise, in the year 2001, they received a Family Music Group of the Year Award from the Eastern Arkansas Gospel Music Awards program. They were selected as Memphis Artists of the Month, January 2005, by the Memphis Gospel Internet Headquarters, and received a very favorable review on their last CD, God is Wonderful. I had not heard of the Bell Singers until I heard from this young man from Memphis who brought them to my attention. So I wanted to come tonight and expose them or introduce them to you. Maybe you have heard of them, maybe you have not. But I wanted to come tonight and just let you hear some of the music that they have done over the years. Great music by this group called the Bell Singers. You only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
Fix my tongue, call on the name.
Gospel Gold is in stereo. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. There you will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold, some of the articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week, Gospel Gold program. Just click on that link. It will take you directly to the program. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, like, and then share.
Oh,
the Bell Singers. The Bell Singers. If you have never heard of them, I suggest you go out and get some of their music. This great group from Memphis, Tennessee, said that they will continue to sing and strive forward, spreading God's word and song, because they are the Bell Singers. They know that with the help of God, they will succeed in whatever they set out to do in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They are the Bell Singers from Memphis, Tennessee. You've heard two great female gospel groups tonight, the Bell Singers and the Lumsey Sisters. If you have not heard of them before, perhaps you would like to check them out on YouTube, or you may be able to go to the Facebook page of Gospel Gold. You'll see some of the music there. Also, if you would like to add them to your library, they'll be a great addition to your gospel library. A lot of times we have libraries in our homes. We want to make sure we have a broad range of gospel music. And that's where traditional African-American gospel music steps in. Because of all the music that we have produced on these American shores, there's never been a time when gospel music has not been a part of the African-American experience. When we consider the tragic and dreadful and catastrophic experiences which occurred during our time and sojourn on these American shores, it is gospel music that has took us by the hand to lead us on. From the spirituals of the southern plantation fields, those soulful chords of black gospel, jazz, rhythm and blues, gospel music, all of those great music genres that have come from our experience, to the full-throated determination of protest songs demanding social justice. Gospel music has played and united people, forged identities, and created art. And that's what we're about here each Monday night on Gospel Gold. We come to do just that. We pray that you will have a great week, and that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Meet us here again next week for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We're going home tonight with the Lumsey Sisters with our theme song, Tell Heaven.
Thank you.